You are listening to 漫画先生。
どうも皆さん、久々だな。Hey guys, it's 漫画先生。Today, we're going to go over a very useful, not particle, but an auxiliary adjective is what it's called. This is when we take a verb and we attach an adjective part to the end. This is very much like nai. For example, we want to say to not eat, 食べない, right? Then we're going to use something very, very similar today. Today, we're going to be talking about tai, the e adjective, auxiliary adjective, tai.Tai is the expression of wanting or would like. So if I want to eat, it would be 食べる plus tai. Now, we need to conjugate this first, though. So when we do this, we put this in base 2, the same way we put bases with in mas form. So 食べたい、飲みたい. However, this is unique in of the fact that we can only use tai.When we want to express something that the person that I want, you cannot say somebody else wants something. Now, why is this? We talk a number of times here on the podcast about area of information. I cannot say that you like blue, but I can say that I think you like blue. You cannot say John Sensei is short, or short-tempered, but you can say it seems like he's a short-tempered guy. You can express a conjecture about something or seem like, but you control an area of influence over yourself, and other people control areas of influence over themselves when speaking Japanese. Therefore, when we have base 2 tai, it's expressing your personal feelings of the want. Now, so we put this in base 2 tai, and if we wanted to put it in past tense, it'd be something like takata.Or tai desu, or if we want to say takute, okay, we need to be able to conjugate it. Now, this often will be paired with o or ga. Now, let me give you an example. If I were to go running and say I want to drink water, the obvious thing would be to go watashi wa, I, subject marker, mizu ga, or mizu o, we're going to talk about both,Nomi tai, okay? And if I want to be polite, I could add desu onto the end, although desu is not necessary. So, when it's marked with ga or o, the difference really here is the degree of desire. So, if it's very high, then it would be ga. If it is low, then it is o. For example, what would you like to drink? 何を飲みますか? Would be, mizu ga nomitai desu.Mizu ga, it's very high. If I see mizu o, it's just, I would like some water, or I'm very thirsty is the difference here, okay? So again, ga is high, o is low. Now, under certain conditions, ga cannot be used even if it is high. That's when when it's acting as the direct object, or if you're, and the way to typically think of this is if ga is already used somewhere else. So, If, for example, I want to get off this train soon is the example it gives in the dictionary, which I think is perfect for this particular situation. If the example is, 私は早くこの電車を降りたい, then that'd be like, the 電車 is the thing that we're getting off of. I cannot use が in this particular case. That is because the thing that I'm directly getting off, the thing that's directly being thrown or touched or jumped off of is going to be a o. So what I would do is I would try to separate these out by want and then make a number of sentences with them. So for example, if I want to learn Japanese, 私は日本語を学びたい。私は日本語を学びたい。Okay. If I wanted to learn Korean, 私は韓国語So it's my direct object there. を学びたかったです。If I want to make it more polite. Not necessary, but I can make it, just kind of add it on it because I'm speaking the language, okay? So, a quick round out again. Base 2 plus tai equals want for yourself. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about wanting for somebody else. In the meantime, remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese. So, if you've been hard on yourself lately, stop. If you've been taking a break from learning Japanese because things are hard, that's okay. If you want to jump back to it anytime, that's awesome. Let's learn Japanese together. Until next time, Jane.